This is Pastor Walton with a teaching timeless truth moment.
I love to sit and look through those holy pages and read about the eternal rock of ages. See all that God has done, the battles he has won, the great prophecies unfold. In every book from Genesis to Revelation, I see his loving grace, and this great salvation brings courage to my soul, for I know he's in control.
1 John chapter 2, verse number 18 says, "Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time." Now, this term is used in a multiple of ways. It can also mean towards the last hour. But again, he's writing to his little children. John looks at these as children who are dear. And so when we see the apostles looking at their people as dear, when we see pastors looking at their people as dear, when we as Christians look at each other as dear, remind ourselves that who we are in Christ brings us together into the family of God. Therefore, we are apart from this world. We are not part of this world. And it's interesting because the context of this verse is love not the world. And it's in the imperative. Stop it. Don't do it. If you're doing it, stop it. Neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. There is a worldliness and a fleshliness, and there is a pridefulness that's out there, and that's not who we are. Little children, there's going to be a lot of people try to sway you away. You've heard that Antichrist should come, and that word Antichrist has the idea of against, oppose, the opponent of Christ. Anyone that's an Antichrist, anyone that would be called an Antichrist, is someone who is against and an opponent of Christ. He said, but let me tell you, there are many Antichrists right now. They are in existence at this point and time. And the Bible makes that very clear that that is absolutely true. But there is the Antichrist, the wicked one, that'll be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the spirit of his mouth, that's going to be coming after lying wonders and all those things. But there are also people who are going to come, like Mark 13:22 says, "For false Christs and false prophets shall arise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect." 1 Timothy 4:2, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." We have those who are going to come. We are told to beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Fruits. We are to be fruit inspectors. We also need to make sure that we understand that their time will come, and Paul told Timothy this, that people will not endure. They will not put up with sound doctrine. They will put up with sound teaching of the Bible. "But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." Little children, you've heard about Antichrist. There are many Antichrists. I'm telling you, you need to be careful. Love not the world. Don't be seduced out into this again, because there's a lot of people going to try to pull you away. My little children, I love you. I'm writing this to you so that you know what to look for. You can be on guard. You can be sober. You can be alert, and you can be awake, knowing that one day the time will come and we will be going home. This has been a Teaching Timeless Truth Moment with Pastor Roger Walton. You may send all correspondence to tttbroadcasts@gmail.com. Tune in again next time for another Teaching Timeless Truth Moment.